Steve and Katrina, please say hi to your staff over there and everybody. We appreciate all the work you guys do. You take care and have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A big thank you to our friends over at Family Natural Foods for joining us. Coming up, are the gang from Encourage right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320. This is WFHR.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine in store for today with high temperatures into the mid-60s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies will drop back to a low in the upper 30s. For your Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with some upper 60s for high temperatures. Winds turn to the southwest at 5 to 10. And for your Friday, a chance for an afternoon shower in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It is 56 in Stevens Point, 59 in Marshfield, Wausau, and here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 12th, 2021. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Thanks to our friends over at Encourage. They have brought in the gang from Focus today. So we're going to speak with Dale Davis, Operations Manager over at Focus. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
And we have also joining us Jen Conklin, Operations Manager over at the Neighborhood Table. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And joining us on the phone, Dale Dukowski, Encourage Board Member and Focus Board Member. Good morning, Dale.
Well, good morning, James, and thank you for having us on today. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate the time, and I cannot, first off, I've got to tell you, since I was a little kid, one of the biggest passions in my life has been people struggling with food the hunger situation in our country. And I cannot thank each of you enough for all the work that you guys do and your staff and the people involved and everybody that's involved with Focus in general. You guys are doing some of the most important and vital work in our community, and we appreciate you. And appreciate you guys being on the air with us today. Just real quick, catch up with you guys. Dale Dukowski, I got to be careful with that. Mr. Dukowski, how are you and yours doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you very much.
Good to hear. Mr. Davis, how are you and yours doing?
Oh, we are doing very well. Thank you.
Good to hear. Jen, everybody on your end?
Great. Thank
good,
you.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So let's get into it. Let's have some fun here and touch on things over at Focus and the work that's being done over there. And I kind of want to start with you, Dale, talking about what Focus is necessarily. Just for those out there that may have not heard the acronym or know exactly what Focus is, if we can kind of get into that a little bit. I'll start with you, Mr. Davis.
Focus stands for Feeding Our Communities with United Services. And it was The name came up when we merged back in February of 2020.
Yeah, and the merger, what brought that about? And I'm not sure which of you would be the best to ask for that, Mr. Dukowski, if you might touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, I can do that, James. There were a bunch of us that were working kind of jointly with the Neighborhood Table and the Sweps Food Pantry, as well as Rapids Family Backpacks, and we came to the realization that we're sharing a lot of the same clients, if you will, in a lot of other community resources, whether it was volunteers or food resources or whatever else. So we decided to get together as one organization and work together and hopefully have a better utilization of the resources that we have, and actually for our clients, to be able to serve our clients better, one-stop shop, if you will. So that's why we decided to merge into one organization and work together to help solve the food insecurity issues that we have.
I appreciate that. I was going to say I appreciate that focus by everybody. I apologize. But it is something that stands out to me, because while each of you do great work coming together, joining your forces, it feels like you've been able to do even more.
That's correct. I think we're having a much bigger impact in the community. And perhaps Dale or Jen can talk about some of the increased services that we're providing or seeing within this.
Yeah, and I'd like to touch on that. Jen, can you touch on that a little bit? No? Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Dale Davis, if you wouldn't mind touching on that a little bit.
Oh, in the past, we've had a very strong collaborative work as we're fighting food insecurities here in town. And by combining the work that we're doing, we're able to utilize those resources that we have better. So if I have extra things that I don't need the backpack program or the meal program could use, and we share those things across, which we've already done in the past, but by getting into one location, if we ever get to that point, then we also have the opportunity of, being able to take a greater advantage of those resources and sharing them between the different programs.
Yeah, well said, Dale. Thanks for that. Now, Mr. Dukowski, are there still separate boards, or is it all one group now?
Actually, we took the opportunity to merge into one board when we merged as an organization. And we were fortunate enough to retain a lot of the board members from each of the different separate boards of directors to capitalize on the immense knowledge that they have of the different programs. And we formed an independent board, if you will, made up of the members from the previous boards.
Hmm. And how's that working out? It seems like that's a good idea. It seems like a good fit.
Yeah, it's actually been very, very good. You know, the people that joined the board for Focus actually have so much knowledge of the community and so much knowledge of the programs. And a lot of us had been serving on similar boards anyway. I was a part of the founding members of the Neighborhood Table Board of Directors back in 2003, and I had dropped off the board just a few years ago. So I was really involved, but there are other board members that were actually sharing between the Neighborhood Table or the SWEPS Board of Directors. So it was really, we were very familiar with one another, with the work that we were doing, so it was just a very natural fit for all of us to come together as one board. So it's been working very, very well.
That's good to hear. Now, the work that you guys do, you certainly get help and partnership with some of the bigger bigger people that do these kind of things in our country. Who are some of the partners that you guys have that are a part of Focus?
One of our biggest partners is Feeding America. Mm. We do have a collaborative work with many other programs and many other food pantries across central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But Feed Market is probably one of the biggest ones that we have worked with. And we get a truck in every Monday morning from them, so we're able to order things. And we have other pantries that come to our location as well to pick up their food. And Feed America gives us the opportunity not only to purchase things at a lot much cheaper rate, usually 19 cents on a pound. Mm. But through the pandemic, there's a lot of things that were made available through grants. So that really helped our programs get through.
That's really interesting. That's some insightful thing to hear. Because every week on Over the Back Fence, Monday through Friday, I give people whether it's going to the city, city garage and grading food there, or mentioning the Neighborhood Table and that. We talk about it each week, and so our listeners get kind of used to these things. But I don't think we have the details of the behind the scenes story of how that we get this food. It's one thing that we're able to give out this much food, and literally every week we're talking about this, where we're giving away food to people that need it, but where that food comes from. I think that that's important to be able to give them that information. That's really helpful. And I think it's just nice to, shows a little bit of appreciation out of people that are receiving this food, knowing where it's coming from and the work that it takes to get it to them. It's not something that this is easy. This is something that takes a lot of work.
Yeah, the Tuesday mobile food pantries that we're doing was they're sponsored by USDA, the Farm to Family Program, and Feed America helps us organize that. So when a truck arrives in the morning, then that's where Dale Bukowski and his team take care of it from there, and which actually we're continuing those through the end of May here. We got two more coming up yet. But, yeah, that is in addition to what we're doing at the food pantry and at the neighborhood table.
Going off a little off topic here, a little off the notes for a second, but Jen, to have you with us from the neighborhood table, we don't get a chance to talk to the gang over at the neighborhood table very often. First, thank you so much for the work that you guys do over there. Appreciate it. When it comes to the amount of food that you're able to deliver and these sorts of things, how important is it for people to be able to get their reservations to you as soon as they can?
Well, folks can call in and put in their reservations starting on Friday mornings or Friday afternoons, all the way up until noon the Thursday that the meal is served. They can either go on our website to register or call our voicemail line. That number is 422-1980. Our meals are served every Thursday from 4:30 until 5:30 p.m. And
that's great. The first thing you said there about how soon they can make their reservations, I didn't even know that. I usually wait until Monday to start rereading it just because it give you guys a little chance to kind of catch up and everything. That's interesting to hear. We always mention that the cutoff time, noon on Thursdays, but that you can start making your reservations as soon as Friday morning.
Right. We do request that people get their reservations in before noon on Thursdays just so that our cooks can prepare the right amount of food. You know, sometimes we have 100 reservations and sometimes we have 150. We want to be able to be prepared and plan for that and not have food items go to waste.
When it comes to the work at the neighborhood table or any of the things that are you guys do with Focus, are you looking for volunteers? Could you use help with that?
Definitely. We're looking for new dishwashers, some cooks. We're always welcoming meal coordinators. A lot of responsibility, but it's a good feeling to be able to help give it back to the community, and it's a great opportunity to volunteer.
It's not the same thing, I understand, but as a kid, worked at a lot of soup kitchens and those sorts of things, and I guarantee you, me and my mom and dad felt just as good as the people that were getting the food. You know, it's one of those things that if you've never been a part of something like this, here is a wonderful opportunity to get involved in it and see what that's like, and it gives you some perspective, and I can't tell you how good you're going to feel just being a part of volunteering and being a part of these things. There's very few things where you get to give somebody life. And that's food. Food is life. We need it. Breaking news there, everybody. But so that's something to be a part of that process, just even a small part of it. You'd be surprised how amazing it can feel. I wanted to get to this, and we've got to go to break in a minute. So we'll start touching on it. Maybe we'll come back and get into more of it. But the possible relocation and the next steps for Focus. I wanted to get into that a little bit, too. And Mr. Davis, do you want to go ahead and take that?
Oh, sure thing. For the last 14 months, we've been looking for a place that we could locate all three programs into one location. And so we looked at a lot of different building sites and looked at a lot of opportunities and potentials. And so we're narrowing it down. We have a real good possibility in the works right now, and which if it works out, we will have a big announcement coming up. But we're in the process of working through that right now. And the community support behind the possibility of a relocation is amazing. We've had so much support behind it already.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to ask, how that's been going over, because I know how anybody I talk to in the community is very supportive of Focus and the work that's being done there and everything. So I was hoping to hear that good feedback. That's great to hear. How much will this help Focus having a new building, having a set building and that sort of thing?
Well, by everybody being in one location, we can receive all incoming products, regardless to which program it goes to, into one location. Plus, it'll be easier for our volunteers because they'll be all in the same building as far as working with both programs or multiple programs at one time. Eventually, get to the point where someone can enjoy a meal at neighborhood table and then just come right next door to Sweps and get their food for the month. And because a lot of people experience food insecurities, but they also have transportation barriers. And so by being able to do all it in one place at one time would really help out the community members the stakeholders who are receiving the help.
And is this something, is there anything we as a community can do to help with this? Or is this something you guys got all the logistics behind the scenes figured out and everything? It's just a matter of time, sort of.
Well, you could just start by dropping off bags of money. You know,
right on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on. That, hey, that counts. That's donations. It's
there
investment.
Will be, yeah, as things progress, once we are able to make a move eventually, then we will definitely need the community's help, not only to volunteer as far as helping prepare meals, like what Jen had mentioned earlier, helping on Tuesdays with the mobile food pantries, but even picking up and moving everything that we currently have to a new location. So eventually there will be additional volunteer opportunities coming up.
It's good to know, and I appreciate that, and we'll be there to help as soon as that happens. And I want to let people know, if people do want to volunteer as a part of Focus, or specifically the SWEPS food pantry, the neighborhood table, or these sorts of things, is there an overall number they can call, or should they call these individually? Like, if you want to volunteer for the neighborhood table, reach out to the neighborhood table, that sort of thing.
Yep, if they for neighborhood table, they can contact Jen at the number that she had given you earlier, or SWEPS at 422-2050. And then for Rapids Backpack, they can call in for that as well.
For Rapids Backpack, can call either one of those, or Focus, the SWEPS food pantry?
They can call me at SWEPS.
Okay, good. And we'll go ahead and repeat those numbers as we're repeating the information during Over the Back Fence from now on, and include that and are incorporating that with the show. We are going to take a quick commercial break, come back with more with Dale and Jen. But I feel it's starting to feel like Newhart a little bit over here. So we will take a quick commercial break, come back with more Morning Magazine on AM 1320 WFHR.
First the garden center. Those bugs won't know what hit them. Then the dog park for 45 minutes of go-fetch. And somewhere in there, I need to borrow my neighbor's ladder. It's a full day. Not because I'm ignoring COVID-19, because I'm prepared for it. Taking safety steps like wearing a mask, getting fresh air, and social distancing lets me do more of the things I love. See how COVID-19 safety can expand your options at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
I want to be everything when I grow up. I want to be an astronaut.
I would like to become an animator. It's so cool how the drawings actually come to life.
I want to be a vet because I get to help animals.
Foster a future. Children in foster care have unlimited potential. Go to fosterparentsrock.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Children, Youth, and Families and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
This is what I love to do.
My husband, Alex Hesse, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes. As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine in store for today with high temperatures into the mid-60s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies will drop back to a low in the upper 30s. For your Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with some upper 60s for high temperatures. Winds turn to the southwest at 5 to 10. And for your Friday, a chance for an afternoon shower in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Looking at your local temperatures, 57 in Stevens Point, 59 in Marshfield and Wausau, and here in Wisconsin Rapids, where we've got our friends from Focus joining us on the air, thanks to our friends over at Encourage today. I want to thank them again. And Dale Dukowski joining us, Encourage board member and Focus board member on the phone here. And again, Dale, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Dale,
I do want to mention, too, that Encourage has always been a very strong supporter of all the programs that we're talking about today. Actually, in fact, back in 2003, Encourage was one of them that gave us the initial startup money to form the Neighborhood Table and walked us through becoming our own 501c3. And Encourage also then for the SWEPS program has supported the program very, very well, and even the Christmas time Stock the Shelves campaign for numerous years, providing in-kind support for all those donations that were rolling in locally for the last few years. Yeah. And we do really appreciate all the support that Encourage Community Foundation has been doing. It's just part of the community building things that Encourage does. When it sees a need in the community, it reaches out and supports that need. So thank you to Encourage Community Foundation as well.
Yeah, well said. And we really do appreciate the gang over at Encourage and the work that they do. And I want to thank Dale and Jen also for being with us today. And Mr. Dukowski, thank you for setting me up perfectly, because that's where I wanted to go with the topic next and talking about the contributions to Focus.
Yes, if people want to donate directly to Focus, that's where we'd actually prefer to have the donations given. That gives the board of directors the best ability then to direct the funds in the greatest need, if you will. But we also allow donations designated, if you will, to the individual programs. If somebody would like to donate directly to the SWEPS food pantry, they can just make out a check to SWEPS, or if they prefer to donate to the Rapid Family Backpack Program, they can make a check out to Rapid Family Backpacks, and, of course, TNT. They can make a check directly to the neighborhood table if they'd like to designate their funds. But again, making out a check to Focus works just as well, and it provides the board of directors then some flexibility to put the money where we have the greatest need.
And that's one of those things that that must vary from not only month to month, but week to week, I imagine.
It does. You know, we see a lot of our donations coming in at the end of the year around the holidays when people are really in the giving spirit. But the needs are year-round. We could use the funds year-round. So especially with us talking about the relocation project, you know, there's a lot of things for remodeling and whatever else that we're going to be putting on the docket. So the community support is very vital. And being the treasurer, I know that when we're writing grants, it's very important to show the community involvement in the operations like this. So it lends a lot of credence to the programs when we're writing grants, that if we can get a lot of community support behind us, it just helps out tremendously.
I'm so glad you brought that part up, Dale, because that's something that I wanted to make sure to touch on, that why this is this, the many layers of why this is important and everything. And you bring up the, you know, being able to get funds or other things and stuff, and having the data, the numbers to be able to back those, getting those contributions.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm a numbers person. I'm an accountant by trade, and Dale Davis can attest to this, that I like numbers.
Yeah, it shows. I can tell. Yeah, you're talking to the right guy here, because I'm a big guy on stats and stuff, too, so I appreciate that. But it is important. The data is very important for them to be able to get these grants and different things like that, too. So that's why this stuff is also vital and very important. It is really unique, too, to be able to donate to certain causes if you would care to, as far as on your check, and I appreciate you giving us that information as well. Now, as far as a community, you guys are doing, you're doing the heavy lifting, you're doing such great work for all of us. How can we as a community help you guys? What can we do to help out? And I'll kind of go down the line here a little bit if you want, but I'll start with you, Mr. Dukowski.
How can the community help? As Dale Davis mentioned before, you know, community donations, financial, are very, very important to us. You know, whether it's to an individual program or to Focus overall. And, you know, I consider all the resources in the community as donations, whether it's financial resources or whether it's volunteers' time. You know, there's a lot of us that donate a lot of hours, you know, behind the scenes, if you will, to make these mobile food pantries happen or to do the accounting or just the day-to-day operations. So just I would recommend just pitching in and volunteering, if nothing else.
Yeah, Dale, is that pretty much what you would say?
Yeah, the financial assistance works best, because there's a lot of times I can purchase things a lot cheaper than you can generically through you know, our retail purchases. But we love getting the donations that walk through the front door as well. Like last year, out of 750,000 pounds of food that we gave out, 349,000 pounds of that walked through the front door, one bag at a time.
Wow!
So it's amazing that we can tell that story, that our community is behind us.
That's fantastic. And Jen, I know we kind of talked earlier about ways people can help out and everything, and appreciated that, and I'll make sure to repeat that information during Over the Back Fence today. I have to ask, is one of the things that we've done around here is we've made it a point to fight for silver linings, to look for them, to hunt them down, to make sure that we mention them every time we're on the air here and everything. And you certainly, in this past year, pandemic happens. We've all seen the stories about people struggling for food or that sort of thing. In this community, while it exists, and I do not want it to be taken lightly by anybody that exists, we are also pretty fortunate that we have had an organization around here that was prepared for that, as best as you can be prepared for a pandemic, to be able to help with that. So have you guys noticed a huge, you know, a change, whether it's receiving food or the number of people that are coming to get these meals in the past year throughout this pandemic? And I'll start with you, Mr. Dukowski. Although you're a board member, I don't know how much your feet's on the ground necessarily, but have you noticed much with this?
Well, I've noticed quite a bit of a community involvement, if you will, or utilizing the community food pantries. Yeah, we're giving out about 1,000 boxes of food every week that we have one of these community food pantries, and we limit it to one box per household. So there's about 1,000 households that are coming through in the communities here every week that we have one of these. So I think that's impacting the SWEPs numbers just a little bit, if you will. We haven't seen tremendous increases over at SWEPs or the utilizing the services over at SWEPs, and I think that's being driven by a lot of the food that we're giving out. We've got about 32,000 pounds of food each week through one of these mobile food pantries being distributed. And I'm boots on the ground for that. I'm the one that coordinates all of that. So I'm very in touch with what's happening with those. And I see a lot of very grateful clients coming through to get that food.
I kind of figured that, Dale. I got to be honest. I kind of assumed that about you, but I didn't want to assume it on the air. But I that doesn't surprise me at all. And I appreciate the numbers there, too, that you bring, because I feel like that puts a little bit more, it brings it a little more home. You know, it's one thing when you think that, oh, well, it's maybe, three or four families in the neighborhood that are doing this or something like that. It is so much more than that. There are so many people struggling with this, and people that are struggling with it that... And coming from this background, my family was one of these families that did get food from organizations like SWEPs and that sort of thing. And I can understand where a lot of these families, you may not know looking at that family. They could be your neighbors and that you're not knowing they're struggling, because this isn't something that our pride gets involved. And we, we worry about those things and how the others and how we're looking to the Joneses and these sorts of things. So there are families, there are people struggling out there, many more than you even realize. And just as a quick note to those families, if there's anybody struggling out there and hesitating to reach out to Focus, there's no shame in what you're going through. Everybody's struggled at some point in their life. Everybody's had a hard day in their life and hard times. That's why we have organizations like Focus. That's why there are people out there. There are people that can help. They want to help. Don't let pride get in the way. It's something that me and my family had to face. It's something that a lot of families have to face. And do not let pride get in the way of reaching out and getting some help, getting some assistance. That's what they're there for. That's what they want to do. And again, just wanted to, I know we've touched on it a couple of times already, but it's so important for people to reach out. Whether we've talked about volunteering, but people reaching out that may need your assistance, that may need the help from Focus, that are hesitant to. So is it the same as if I want to volunteer, if I have questions about, when I can get food, where to get food, where my family and we fit in this pattern? If I have follow-up questions or anything like that, is it the same as if I have the same number to call as if I want to volunteer, Mr. Davis?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead and give us a call here at SWEPs, and we can answer all those questions. We welcome anybody to give us a call and stop on in and get assistance. And we also have, information and other resources that are available to people who are experiencing many forms of insecurities, whether it's food or housing and things. But we focus on the food, and we've been very fortunate with the community support. I mean, even the radio station, you guys here, you and Pam, there's been unwavering support of us at the food pantry and at the neighborhood table as far as putting us on the air, making sure people know that we're out there, programs that are available. So that's a huge help. So kudos to you on that one.
It's a team effort. It takes what you guys are doing, and it takes an encourage organization like that to welcome in you guys and to share, give up their time to have you guys on the air with us. And it's so important, the work that you are doing on the ground, those foots on the ground, that kind of thing. That's so vital. We've got about 2 minutes left, maybe a minute and a half. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you guys would like to? Mr. Dukowski, is there anything that you would like to mention that we haven't had a chance to?
No, I think we pretty well covered everything, other than, just a hat tip to Encourage Community Foundation. Without their support in fostering these programs, the community would be in a lot worse place. So I would just highly recommend supporting Encourage Community Foundation as well, since I'm a board member for Encourage as well. I'm wearing two hats today.
Yeah. You did your job, though. You wore both hats well. Yeah, nicely done. Mr. Davis, is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't had a chance to?
Just make sure that if people have any questions whatsoever, please do not hesitate to call. You can also just, you know, dial 211. Go to United Way's website, and somebody will answer the phone and give you all the information you need. But yeah, go ahead and give us a call. And James, you got the numbers?
Yeah, I have them right here. Yeah. The SWEPS food pantry number is 715-422-2050. You can also go to swepspantry.org to find out more information. The neighborhood table you can reach at 715-422-1980. And again, we'll repeat this information during Over the Back Fence a little later today, and really all or Over the Back Fences. Pretty much every day we're on the air with Over the Back Fence, we'll be talking about you guys and we'll be mentioning this. And just one more time, I want to thank our friends over at Encourage for doing the great work that they do, and a big, gigantic, universe-sized thank you to all of you that are a part of Focus and everybody that volunteers at Focus. You're making our community stronger and keeping it moving. We appreciate you.
Thank you. We love what we do.
Yeah, it shows. It shows you guys love what you do. Mr. Dukowski, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Have a great day, sir. Mr. Davis and Jen, thank you both for being with us as well.
Thank you.
Have a great day, you guys. And we'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at AM 1320. This is WFHR.
But she does remain in Congress.
It is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from.
Her likely replacement, New York's Elise Stefanik, is campaigning hard now for the spot, sending a letter to her colleagues which says, "Today I humbly ask to earn your vote for House Republican Conference Chair to unify our message as a team."